Welcome everybody to our wild eclipse-filled Uranian ride. We have, this is Guru Kiran with the Shakti Activation Call, yay, with our master, Yogi Bhajan, and his band of angels and onlookers, and they love to come and be with us. We love them. Thank you. We're so honored and thrilled and delighted to have Yogi Bhajan showing me a really funny image. He's showing me an image like as if he's Santa Claus riding the sleigh through the sky, and he's saying it's hard holding on to all these reindeer right now. They're almost out of control, illustrating all this Uranian energy and Uranus is like lightning striking and trying to, he's saying, yeah, it's difficult to get the sleigh going in the right direction because all the reindeer are wanting to go everywhere. That's so funny. Thank you, sir. He's like, you're welcome. I thought we'd start out with a fun cartoon image. Okay. Yes, to add a little levity to the intensity, right, that we've all been feeling around us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, yes, we're moving into the Aquarian Age. And what is the planet Aquarius ruled by? Uranus, the god of change, and it comes around with all these eclipses and conjunctions, and every 84 years it's an outer planet, and when it comes around, it wakes us up. It's not a subtle little whisper, like a whisper of the wind in your ear or anything. It's more like a hurricane raging through. So luckily, the last few weeks, we have been so good. We've been talking about the tattvas and the gunas and the elements and the fire and the air and the wind that we're all made of. Everybody on the planet that has a body is made of this. And so I think it's what we've been talking about, how people even in the co-ops, the organic food co-ops, have been expressing their anger and their frustration. So normally, right, peaceful people, peaceful New Age people are even feeling this. So I just think of it in terms of what we've been working with, that how people choose to channel their tattvas and gunas, how people choose to channel their fire element, their Agni tattva. How they choose, are they going to direct the anger at others, or are they going to use that anger to use that fire energy to fire up their jet-propelled rockets, like we were saying, to do what we're here to do, to work in to our own passion, our own expression, our own divine individuality. So, yeah, it's all mixed up. The tattvas, the elements, are being stimulated by these lightning bolts of the Uranian energy. So it's like lightning striking. You know that song? That old song, lightning striking. Hey, maybe Tej Preet knows that song. That'd be a great song for us right now. We'll have to have her sing it for us. Lightning is striking the tattvas. Sounds like some Twilight Zone. Some strange episode. Lightning strikes the tattvas. Where will you be? What will you be doing when lightning strikes your tattvas? So that's really what we're looking at. It's all getting activated. So we get to direct the energy. And luckily we do have these beautiful frequencies and technologies and a lot of information to direct and work the energy. So meanwhile, the rest of the world may be yeah, who knows, going crazy. There's a lot of craziness on the planet, too. Nothing new there. So, two eclipses. We just had the total lunar eclipse. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have the solar eclipse, which will be a partial eclipse. So, we are in the eclipse season, which, as we know, eclipses amplify energies. They amplify energies at least 10 times, if not more. So they create more intensity, and we have, we had the super full moon and all these different moons, which activates the lunar energies, the shadow, the womb, the inner child, the now we also have the Mercury retrograde. So, hello. Okay, so, yeah, I don't know why the phone dropped the call when we get all heated up with our, fired up with our Uranian lightning bolt energy, but maybe we overload the circuit. So let's just all take a breath and ground that beautiful electrical current and send it to the mother. So I want to talk more about the astrology. There's a few more things to say, but I do want to illustrate what we're talking about, the beautiful some of the clients that I've been working with this last period of time. I had a little fun event. I went to a friend's birthday party. She's gone through all kinds of health concerns and has actually been in a nursing home because she needed help with a number of things. So she got out and she had a birthday party at a restaurant here in San Diego right on the ocean. So beautiful. And I happened to be sitting next to all of her friends, were there a number of her friends, sitting next to a man and his wife, and they said, oh, we've just returned from Shasta, and we had some really beautiful experiences. So when I had a chance, I said, you know, I'd like to know more what some of your experiences of Shasta, because they said that it was very powerful for them. So he said, yeah, I felt like it opened my crown chakra, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get my fifth dimensional, my 5D, five-dimensional light body activated with my physical body, and I don't know how to move forward on that. And so when I tuned into him, I felt really all this electrical energy, like we're talking about, this Uranian energy coming into his crown chakra, opening up his heart, and about down to his navel center, about down to his Agnya Tattva, his third chakra. So, you know, I told him, I said, I feel this energy coming in, and what you need to do is just let the energy, all this fire energy, go down to the mother, down to the earth, to activate the crystalline core of the earth, the crystals on the earth. So just let it flow and breathe. And so I walked him through the process, and I could feel his energy opening up once he knew to direct that Agni, that fire, to the mother, to the crystals. And luckily, we were right on the beach. And I don't know if he did it or not, but I said, walk barefoot on the beach. Go after this Lenten birthday party. Anyway, he started allowing his fire energy to flow down through his legs and feet, even just sitting at the table there because I was helping him direct it. And I said, yeah, you know, you probably feel less pressure in your heart, because I was feeling all this pressure building up in his heart. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was really scared. There was so much pressure in my heart. So pressure is building up. And if people don't know how to direct this energy and give it back to the mother so that we're walking in connection with the earth, the pressure is going to build up and just explode out in different random ways. So I think that was a really interesting example, and I had a couple other clients I was working with, and they kind of had the same issues. So I think it's important to be aware as we move through these times, you know, out in the world, to see that if people aren't connected with the earth right now, with the mother, and giving back to the mother, so this has to do with the eclipse we just went through, the lunar eclipse, it's more, it builds up more pressure. So this is really a time to bring these fire elements and give them to the mother and get the earth activated, which of course, as a Shakti activators, we've been doing forever. But I'm just saying, pay attention. Maybe you can help people guide people's energy just to breathe and move the energy down through their feet and legs. So I think we're all experiencing that. So that's about the lunar, the lunacy, the dark, the inner, the feelings, the inner child. Wow. Crimes of passion. So this has to do with a time of very strong feelings. And we're moving from being more left-brained, cerebral program beings on the planet to more into our feelings, more into seeing how things feel like noticing the feeling nature, the inner nature, the lunar nature, the mother nature. So people that have been used to controlling their reality by their left brain and having everything all lined up and everything under control and everything perfect might be experiencing some strong feelings if they've been repressing their feelings and so I think that's what we're seeing is that people that have been in the Piscean, okay, just the logical, linear, left brain, patriarchal, we can control our feelings, we can control the environment, we're in control, are in for a surprise because we're moving from individually having power over whatever it is, our own feelings, having power over the earth, having power over corporations, having power over all the money, all the people. These eclipses mark the transition from power over to shared power. And developing our own individuality, our gifts, our individuality, our gifts that we have to share with others so that we become a gift that we share with other people rather than that our relationship becomes one of, okay, I've developed this power, now I can lord it over you. So this is the pivotal message of this Uranus, all these Uranian energies, is yes, it's to develop our individuality, but it's the revolutionary, it's the rebellion, but not to have power over when we bring that individuality to the table or to when we get around others, but to bring that individual genius as a contribution, as a gift. So that's the big change. So now we can look and see around us, are people contributing something to the greater good? Are they just freaking out because they can't control their world the same way they controlled it? And that's what we're really talking about. That's the line of demarcation. Is it like wanting to control themselves and others and not feel their feelings and not become this Aquarian person, this person that directs their own tattvas? So this is the big crack-up. This is the big crackdown that we're experiencing right now on the planet. So we have the conjunction with Uranus square Pluto. We talked about that, Pluto being the depths, the darkness, the fertility of the womb, the subconscious energies, what's it going to give birth to. Then we have Venus conjunct the Sun in Libra, and we have, we talked about that square, the Pluto opposite Uranus, opposite the Moon, conjunct the Sun. So this is a lot of Moon, Uranus, Sun, Venus, and all this activation. From the South Node to the North Node, in other words, the South Node is what we're familiar and comfortable with. And that's what the past, that's what's known. And we're moving into the North Node. That's the unknown. That's where we're going. So that's what's happening, where we're going into this Aquarian frequency, where we have this god, you know, in the mythology, Uranus was a god, and what he did is he put himself, he laid down on the earth, he laid down on Gaia, and there was many in the mythology, there was many offspring, but he was afraid that his children would be stronger than him. You know, control, power over, right? That's what we're talking about. So the children were locked up inside the earth, but there kept being more and more of them, like repression, you know, kept in Gaia's womb, and she wanted them to come out. She became more and more comfortable, you know. She was carrying all the children, all the burden, all the feelings. So she said, you know, okay, children, we're going to get out of here. We're going to escape this oppressive father, you know, the patriarchy. We're going to get out of here. So what they did is they rebelled against Uranus. Uranus rebellion, right? Outer planet revolutionary. And Cronus, the father of time, also Saturn, is the one who basically overthrew Uranus. And that's represented by the Cyclops, the one-eyed, the people eaters. So what they did is they went to the four corners of the Earth, the four directions, and when Uranus was the sky and he opened up to daylight, the sun rose, they grabbed him by his hands and feet, and what they did is they grabbed him and they castrated Uranus. So what happened is they say that his parts fell into the ocean, fell into the waters, and out of that all the creatures of the ocean were born, and also Aphrodite rose from the sea when his sexuality mixed with the waters of the earth. So after this happened, there was a separation between heaven and earth, which gave the space, which allowed the space for an atmosphere. And what happened in the atmosphere, it allowed for human consciousness or individual people to survive and have a space to survive or a space to express their individuality. And so that was the separation of the power over the oppressive male, so to speak, or oppressive energies taking over the earth, taking over the feminine energies. So that this is the configuration that we have right now. We're separating the Piscean Age from the Aquarian Age, the patriarchy from the divine feminine. So we have room for the mother to be reborn on the planet. We have room for the earth to be rebalanced. We have room for the humans, the children of the gods, to express themselves. So this is a very pivotal astrological time and time on the earth. And again, lucky for us, we've been working with our tattvas and our elements, and which is what everything's made of. Everything's made of these elements, the element of kingdom, whatever is in existence. What the cosmos is made of, we're made of. So we're on this journey. And as we work with our tattvas, we work with our elements, we work with the consciousness, bringing consciousness to creation. We're bringing consciousness to creation. We're bringing a new consciousness, a new frequency of adding the feeling nature, adding mother nature, adding the lunar-lunisar nature into the field. And so we don't want to have power over the tattvas, but we want to work with them so we can connect the infinite. And we know as we move this through mastering mantra, Shabad Guru, the sacred sound current, which takes us from the subtle, the gross, so to speak, to the subtle, and the subtle to the infinite. And then once we are anchored with the infinite, then creation, God, will come to serve us, rather than us thinking we have to be the master of the elements, lord it over. We just work with our connection with the infinite, and then we vibrate the cosmos. So as we vibrate the cosmos, now we can really experience and express our precious gifts that we have to offer being on the planet. Just our awareness, our consciousness is a precious gift. So that's what we're working with right now, to be mentally and spiritually balanced and in tune with this infinite supreme consciousness. And that's what we're moving into. We're moving into this Aquarian Age, which still is part of the Kali Yuga. So it doesn't mean that everybody on the planet is waking up. It just means that we have the opportunity to start to So what we want to do during these yugas, and now we're in the Kali Yuga, is we want to get in harmony with the infinite. And the mantra we've been working with is the long Ekamkaras, and that is an Ashtang mantra, which means eight parts. So eight, as we know, is the pranic body, the connection with the infinite. And this mantra has eight vibrations, and it's a beautiful mantra. It's especially wonderful to erase the karma. What we want to do right now is we want to, this is a grace period between ages, Piscean Aquarian age, to just be able to erase our karma so we can be perfectly aligned with the infinite in finite form, and then we're not bound by the wheel of karma. Then we are liberated while we're alive. So we can come back as bodhisattvas onto the earth as many times as we want, but we're not having to come back in a karmic way. We're not bound by our karma. So meditating, especially on Ashtang, the eight-part mantra, between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m., when we're passing through the twilight zones of time and space, which are 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., especially in the morning, this is a good mantra to do, and the Amrit Vela, the ambrosial hours, and the evening's called prayer time. Anyway, this time is a time of unison that with the infinite, so it's easier to get aligned with the infinite when there's that opening between morning and day and day and evening. So it's kind of a crack in time. So this mantra can also be done as Laya Yoga, which I'm sure probably everybody here has practiced, but as you chant the mantra, Ekamkara, you pull up on the lock, Satanama, Siddhi Wa, Hey Gadu. So you pull on the root, diaphragm lock, neck lock, and then up to the top of the head, crown chakra, and then back to the earth. So when you pull the first Ekamkara, connect with the Mulbanda, connect with the earth. So you feel about pulling that earthly crystalline energy up through the body and bringing that up to the crown. So that's what we're going to practice right now. Ekamkara Satanama Siddhiwa Hey Guru. Okay, here we go. Ekamkara Satanama Siddhiwa Hey Guru. 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 Ekamkara
Thank you.
Exhale. So just direct your tatvas. That's one of the best meditations for directing the tatvas. So think about something you feel good about or wanting to feel good or something you feel good about individually. And direct your tatvas, your fire element, your air element, into something that you feel that you want to create. Could be just a good feeling, could be health, could be peace for the world, could be an individual project, anything. So just feel that now. Okay, and we're just going to have just a couple minutes of Waheguru, and then we'll check in. This is your creation
Thank you.
Shall always be true. The infinite shall always be steady. The infinite shall always flow through you. So that combination of the Laya Yoga with vibrating the truth of the infinite for balancing the tattvas and directing the creative flow of energy between you and the infinite, the eight, the pranic body. So just let that, feel that. Beautiful, beautiful. And let it go, let it go. And so whenever you're ready, you can come back and you're unmuted and that flow of the infinite with the finite and anybody that would like to share thoughts, feelings, reflections, what we talked about, the god Uranus lifting lifting up back into the sky. Whatever, we talked about a lot today. So you're unmuted, so whoever would like to share any thoughts, feelings, any thoughts you have.
Got them. These are really
good.
Well, everything is
good. No, it's
not. Well, I still like the image of Santa Claus.
That was cute, wasn't it?
I don't know why every time you talk about it, well, you know, like the image about Santa Claus and then the reindeer. I don't know why. I just really like that. I like that.
That was funny. I know, surprised me. Yogi Bhajan. Oh, thank you, sir. He's leaving. He's like Santa Claus is leaving.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you,
sir.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Okay. He goes, you guys have fun and talk now. Santa Claus is leaving with his unwieldy reindeer. That was so funny. That was such a cute image for the tattvas. Things feel like they're out of control. Can't get these reindeer under control. They're going every which way. It was funny. So sometimes we feel like that, right, Sharon?
Yes. Or see others feeling like that, or yes, just observing that, yes.
Yes, observing the world around us, yes. Yes, exactly. I totally agree. The wobbly world.
Funny image.
It is a funny image. That was funny. Yeah, last night when I was meditating, I was really feeling, I felt all this electric energy, and I saw it going around the earth. It was kind of like seeing a bolt of lightning, except it was circling the earth rather than coming straight down. And that almost felt like the earth wobble. Earth wobble. You know how they say the earth is wobbling on its axis. And then I felt as I just stayed steady with that lightning and the earth, that the earth started to stabilize, which of course can totally be symbolic for how I felt, but it's almost like I was seeing the earth getting more stabilized as we get more stabilized. That was kind of interesting. Anybody else feel that in their meditation or any version of that? I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Yeah.
I don't know if I would be, I feel something like that. But it's very nice. Actually, I did a beautiful meditation this morning. That the energies were last.
Yeah, I know.
They were starting already to be beautiful. So I didn't really have to work that hard. I mean, I meditated like 11 minutes and I was fine. I was floating and I was, oh, okay.
That's how it should be. 11 minutes should do the trick, right?
Yeah.
To change our state of being. Yeah. Get aligned.
Yeah, so hopefully this energy will stick around. I don't know what we have stored, but you know, we integrate these, we rest a little bit, and then and then the next wave, and the next wave.
And the next,
but it's good. It's okay. We're getting there. That's what I
We're
feel.
Getting there. We really are. I actually really started feeling encouraged today, like, oh, I think we're actually making progress. I mean, sometimes it's sort of like the waves come so fast and furious. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, hard to manage it all. But, I started feeling, for some reason, more optimistic today.
I do. I do, too. I even thought about, you know, every time I read about all these news, cabal, and I said to myself, cabal, they solve too. I all of a sudden my heart opened and I started meditating and sending them light, thinking that there is a way for them too to return to light, even though they call them all kinds of draconians and all these, and they're very dark, and they had there's so many stories about these things, but there are souls, and they could too return to light.
Right, right. That's so interesting. I'm glad you said that, because actually this person, the little story I told that I sat next to at that birthday party, he told me that he is kind of a geeky engineering computer tech kind of guy, really sweet, but he said he'd been married to his wife for like 28 years, and he said, like, until 4 years ago, he was just totally asleep and kind of an angry guy, not very fun to live with. But then he had this awakening, like this spontaneous kundalini rising, and he started waking up to who he really is, and he said, I found out that I'm a Draco. I am a reptilian, but I represent the good reptilians, and not all reptilians are bad. They just need love, too. So that reminded me exactly what you said, Arit. It's like, yeah, they need to wake up to that love is powerful, too, you know? So,
So these energies bring some of those, what people call aha moments, you know? I never would think about me standing in the cabal kissing the hugs. But I did. I sent them love and light, and thinking, if we wake them up, we'll be good. It'll be good. That's what we have to do, to wake them up gently. I'm sure it'll be done that way. But that's interesting that came yesterday and today in my head. Before, I wasn't angry, but I wasn't giving them any energy. I wasn't angry about people that experience darkness or create darkness, but I wasn't entertaining any energy toward that area, not participating or not. And now, all of a sudden, I wanted to give them light.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So these energies do expand us in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And do bring us ideas and open our heart even further. Beautiful.
Mhm. It's really beautiful. I feel that. Yeah, it's interesting. I had that experience, and then you started feeling that too. So it's, yeah, the light, the love, the light's expanding out. So I think that means that, like, more and more of, you know, the unconscious people, the bad guys, whatever, the cabal, are able to be, you know, have awakenings into love, into consciousness. So that's encouraging. It feels like a relief, like a heavy burden, like, wow, there is more openness to transform the darkness, so to speak.
I was reading this book about God creating the soul, and there's so much that went into a soul. And I mean, I can't believe how much work was done by the Creator just to create one soul. So to think that all these cabals, they should just dissolve, I mean, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, they should go back to the original being a soul.
Right, right, yeah. Good, good. Okay, well, would anybody else like to share anything? Looks like we've completed for now, but I feel really good about the call today. Thank you, everybody.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, sharing. Like all our was beautiful. Thank
and,
you.
It's really wonderful.
Felt very
so
kind. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I'll check in with everybody later. And Reed, I'm going to call you in a little while if you're going to be around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Sat Nam.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Love you.